My colleague, BC Lions color analyst Julio Caravata, created quite the firestorm last Thursday when he told Donnie and Dolly on Czech TV that the Lions would make an announcement on Monday that current assistant general manager and director of U.S. scouting Ryan Rigmaiden would have an elevated role, in all likelihood being named the Lions general manager. Connecting the dots was pretty easy with this one. Rigmaiden turned down a request to interview for the Edmonton Elks general manager's job. Not interviewing for an elevated position was a clear sign that the Lions have plans to promote Rigmaiden. With that in mind, many are wondering about the future of head coach Rick Campbell and co-general manager Neil McAvoy. McAvoy is a Lions lifer. He just finished his 29th season with the organization and will probably remain with the team in a restructured role. Campbell probably won't be as fortunate. Lions owner Amar Doman didn't exactly give Campbell a vote of confidence after accepting the CFL Commissioner's Award on Thursday. Everything's up for discussion after every season. There are going to be sit-downs after the Grey Cup is done. We just haven't had that opportunity yet. We have been busy and haven't been able to do the deep dive to review the season and see what the future looks like, explained Doman, who will convene with Lions president Dwayne Villeneuve to discuss the situation. We thought Campbell might have accumulated enough currency after back-to-back 12-win seasons to ride this out, but apparently that's not the case after going 9-9. Throw in the fact that he has 1 year remaining on his deal and you can see why the club wouldn't want a lame duck coach. If the rumor mill is to be believed, Campbell won't be unemployed for long. New Edmonton owner Larry Thompson is big on restoring the rich history of the Eskimos and connecting it to the Elks. Former Eskimo great Ed Hervé's name keeps surfacing in regards to the general manager's job and how better to reconnect to the team's past than by bringing in Campbell, whose father Hugh coached the Eskimos to 5 consecutive Grey Cup championships from 1978 to 1982. Throw in the fact that former Lions president Rick Lelisher is currently an advisor to Thompson and a big fan of Campbell's, and you can see this happening. Remember, it was Lelisher who brought Campbell to BC to replace Devon Claybrooks as head coach. If Campbell is indeed hired, don't be shocked to see Lions offensive coordinator Jordan McSimmick follow him across the Rockies. McSimmick, a St. Albert native, broke into the CFL coaching ranks as a video coordinator with Edmonton in 2011. And if those two move to Edmonton, do the Elks make a strong push to acquire quarterback Vernon Adams Jr. from the Lions? Either that or Campbell and McSimmick decide to give Trey Ford a legitimate shot to be the starter. Ford, an impending free agent, has set his criteria for signing with a team, and that is to have the ability to compete and earn the number one spot. The Edmonton situation will play itself out quickly, as reports indicate that newly appointed Edmonton president Chris Morris has set a deadline of November 24 for having a new general manager in place. If Campbell is indeed Edmonton bound, who takes over as head coach in BC? Don't be shocked if it's former Lions quarterback Buck Pierce. Pierce might want to run his own show after spending the last decade with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in several different coaching positions, the latest being the team's offensive coordinator since 2020. Pierce also has some history with Rigmaiden, as the latter spent 3 years with the Bombers organization from 2018 to 2020 before returning to the Lions. Pierce was approached by some teams last season, but he was given a raise and an extension by the Bombers to keep him within the organization. However, the Bombers are on record as saying that they wouldn't stand in the way of someone moving to another team as long as the move was a vertical one. Other names that have come up in discussion are Paul LaPolice and Orlando Steinauer. Currently with TSN, LaPolice has had stints as a head coach with the Bombers and the Ottawa Redblacks and is residing in Ottawa. Steinauer, meanwhile, is the president of the Hamilton Tiger Cats, but there has been talk that he might be interested in getting back into coaching. Steinauer coached the T-Cats from 2019 to 2023 and guided the Tabbies to a couple of Grey Cup appearances before moving into the front office prior to last season. Steinauer does have roots in the Pacific Northwest, having attended high school in Bothell, Washington, and having played collegiately at Western Washington University. One thing is for sure. Things will move quickly. The fate of Campbell could be determined as early as Monday, with the coaching staff being informed within 24 to 48 hours. After that, look for a formal announcement at a press conference as early as Wednesday. As for the new head coach, we might have to wait a little while for that decision. Then again, maybe not. Duman didn't get to where he is in the business world by sitting on the sideline and waiting. Veteran BC sports personality Bob the Maj Marjanovic writes twice weekly for Black Press Media.